Hi, everybody. Welcome back to This Month in Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. Michael Rogers here and my guests, Jeff Mosier and Chris Holman, Michigan Business Network travelers extraordinaire. They've been to so many places, events across the state this past month. We're devoting another segment to it. So, Jeff, let's send it over to you.
All right. To wrap up the Sparrow Cancer Survivor of the Year, that is Lisa Rucker of Okemos. And I also had a chance to speak with Teresa Pruder, Radiation and Oncology Manager at the Herbert Herman Cancer Center. And both of them were excited about the recent opening of the Herbert Herman Cancer Center on July 11th earlier this summer.
You know, I just want to chime in because the namesakes are both friends of mine. You know, Jim Herman is in the oncology department there and has done tremendous work. The Herbert is Jim Herbert, who is the CEO of Neogen Corporation, a tremendous success story over 35 years that has just grown to do business all over the world. And he and his wife, Judy, were both treated at Sparrow for cancer, and they are successful, very successful survivors. And Jim Herman was involved. And so Jim Herbert took it upon himself to say, you know what, we need to enhance this cancer center here because these guys are great and they don't have enough room to work. And so he threw in the first big pot of money, right? But he also said, typical of Jim Herbert, I don't want my name on the building if Jim Herman's name, the doctor, is not on there as well. So it's just a tremendous story, and it's where good things in communities, that it's the way they should be born.
Excellent. And we were down to DTX Launch Detroit 2017 Showcase at TechTown Detroit on the evening of the 10th of August, and got to meet with nine great ambitious teams, everywhere from 20-year-olds to 35-year-old of entrepreneurial individuals who went through the 10-week program through TechTown, and they had learned all about minimal viable products and test markets and learning how they could advance ideas that would solve problems of the current society. So there were less apps this year, I think, and more moving into some practical ideas out and about. So.
And fewer apps is good.
There we go.
Getting back to somewhat of a normal cycle here. And, of course, we want to plaudit Ned down there, who has always done a tremendous job.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Ned and Paul and also, goodness.
Ned Stabler, of course. I always,
yes.
I know these people, and then I neglect to give last names. Yeah.
And Jerry Rustin.
And Jerry Rustin, our old buddy.
Excellent. And I was back to Sparrow, but I was actually out at the Kellogg Hotel and Conference Center on August 16th, Sparrow Health System Memory Series. They're having a six-week series, and it was lunch with a doctor and an individual discussing dementia. So I got to hear about that, and it was a well-attended event on the campus of MSU.
And you know, I'm dying to say I was supposed to be at that, but I forgot.
Forgot?
Okay. Just wanted to get it in there, you know.
August 17th, I was out to LAFQ in their headquarters for the WHEEL Scholarship Awards. And that's for ladies who have decided that while they still support their family and being a mom, they're going to go back to college and find other opportunities as well. And these were $3,000 scholarship winners from LCC through the LCC Foundation and working with LAFQ. So I got to meet these fine ladies from DeWitt, St. John's, and Lansing. And that evening, dropped down to MIS, Michigan International Speedway, for Treetops, having a partner appreciation night at the racetrack. So got to hear all about how businesses can take advantage of the great services up in Gaylord, but also businesses can do work and hosting of great times down in Brooklyn at the racetrack.
You know, and I don't know if how much you want to go into this, but I had the pure pleasure of driving a race car around that track, because heretofore I always thought, oh yeah, race cars, you know, they go around in a circle and then at the end somebody's still awake and they win. This is incredible. This is an incredible sport and very demanding. I drove a stock car 16 laps at 160 miles an hour. And when I got out of that car, I bet you I had lost 5 pounds from sweating. It's just unbelievable the amount of work you do in that car. Mm-hmm. And remember, I was going 160 on the track alone. Mostly they're going 200 and some with people all around them within inches.
No restrictor plate, fastest track on NASCAR.
Yeah.
So
unbelievable.
LCC East Campus hosted us as we were on hand for Business and Community Institute, BCI Business Plans. It was kind of a welcome back to the new semester and a chance to hear what was going on in Bo Garcia, who's the dean of BCI's group, and all the instrumental business plans of how they're taking their educational programs forward and helping out businesses in mid-Michigan. There was also LAFQ headquarters, as they had a free fraud awareness seminar that I attended on August 23rd that evening, and wrapped it up. I went over to Grand Rapids at their Deltaplex. Novi had hosted on the 22nd, 900 folks. Grand Rapids had over 1,400 people come through this year's Advanced Manufacturing Expo. Automation, lots of manufacturing opportunity, and then Metalworks. I saw some fun and great innovative things in Metalworks going on.
A lot of stuff there. BCI's Business Community Institute, didn't want to leave that before saying, if you're in Michigan, this is an excellent place to go for advice and kind of mentoring.
Well, you guys sure keep busy, an indication of what a vibrant and interesting small business and business community there is around the state, and how you guys at the Michigan Business Network cover so thoroughly. Jeff Mosier, Chris Holman from the Michigan Business Network. The show is This Month in Small Business. My name is Michael Rogers, back with more right after this.